Hello and welcome back to Ich bin Austauscha. I'm Muriel and
I am Zora. Hi.
And we are back after 1 year of no episode.
No uploading. And so
this is our first episode in English.
Yes, and we're back because my host dad is actually in Germany right now and he's visiting me. And he's been knowing Muriel from video calls when I was in Canada, so they met the first time yesterday, I think.
Yeah, in real life, but we were already really good friends, yeah. Of course.
And you really wanted to get famous and do a podcast with us, so that's what
and
we're doing today.
Yeah, we are still dreaming of doing more episodes, but we just didn't manage to do it, so today is the day. And we actually did a trip to Dresden today to see this beautiful city, and now we are back in the car. And we thought
going
it's
back
a great opportunity to do a podcast. So yeah,
let's
be ready.
Let's start.
Guten Tag, Grüß Gott and Servus.
So he knows a lot of German actually.
That's why our first question,
pretty impressive,
is why do you know German and what's your, I don't know, relationship to Germany?
So, when I was about your age, I came to Germany for the first time and was treated like a member of the family with a family in Bavaria when I was traveling. And so, Germany has always had a place in my heart.
And did you practice your German regularly since you have been there?
No, in fact, I learned some way, way back 20 years ago and then started trying to learn it again maybe about 5 years ago. And then from the shame of my bad German that was pointed out by the Sora that's with us here today, I've been working very hard in advance of coming to Germany to get better.
Do you have any advice for people learning a new language? Maybe, I don't know. How did you practice your German?
Oh, Duolingo, number one, and that's actually pretty effective. Watching Netflix in the language, except for you don't understand anything, but at least it's getting into your head. And then the other way that I did it, and the reason I've asked for this podcast today, is I actually found your podcast, which had some things to say about Sora's experience at our home. And it was a good way, though, to hear a voice that I knew and kind of listen to an episode a few times to kind of capture more and more of what's being said.
Yep, so I didn't actually tell him the name, he just figured it out on his own.
Beware when you're going to share your Instagram with your host family that they can find that stuff.
Yep. So right now you live in Nanaimo in Canada, which is where I stayed with you. And how would you in general describe your relationship with Canada and also Nanaimo? Why did you move there?
Well, I'm from Victoria, which is a town close to Nanaimo. And I did my legal studies in Victoria and then my practicum in Vancouver. But Nanaimo, I moved for work. It's a lovely little town, very community oriented, so much nature, and so it's quite nice. Again, not the vitality of the city itself is it's not as good as Victoria for sure, but we're nice and close to Vancouver. With respect to Canada is a lovely place. People are friendly. One warning for you students is that we Canadians like to cancel plans, or we like to make you think we're going to go do something, but we're just being nice when we say we're going to do it. So please don't take too much offense. I know Germans will, if they say they're going to do something, they'll do it even if they've got to bandage a leg and take an aspirin and just to make it happen. So beware.
Yes, that's very true. I can approve.
You talked about your studies. So what did you study and also what are you working nowadays?
Well, I studied law. So ich bin Rechtsanwalt. und ich arbeite für die Schulregierung in unserer Stadt.
Yes. So you're actually not a real Canadian, because I think your parents are Irish, aren't they? So do you want to tell us something?
It's another connection to me, because
it's a connection to me as well. So do you want
Irish as well?
Do you want to tell us something about your Irish heritage?
Well, no. My parents were born in Newfoundland, not Ireland, but they were born in Newfoundland before it was part of Canada. So it was a colony of Great Britain. And then Great Britain didn't really want them anymore, and Canada said, sure, yeah, come be part of Canada, and then my parents just automatically became Canadian. But Newfoundland is a very has a very strong Irish culture, music, the friendliness, even the accent to a certain extent. So I am solidly Canadian, but certainly my parents are a little bit different. But I grew up with the music. And we drive back 4,000 kilometers or however many it is to Newfoundland every few years to visit family.
But they immigrated from Ireland originally, right?
My family, years and years ago, in the 1800s, would have come from Kilkenny and Cork in Ireland, yeah.
Oh my God.
Because I actually spent 1 year in Kilkenny, if you didn't listen to the podcast before. So yeah, let's get back to your relationship, because you got to know Zora because you took her into your family. So one really important question is, why did you decide to host students? Because I think Zora was your first student, so how did you get the idea?
Well, for one thing, we had extra space in our house, a fairly big house that we just recently moved to in Nanaimo. The second reason is it's, you know, great opportunity with our, you know, our kids, and we have Chloe here with us today as well, our 17-year-old. We also have a son and then a younger daughter, and to, you know, expose everyone to different cultures, not that German culture is all that different. But the other thing, the thing I found most rewarding though is I'm new to the town, relatively new, and particularly when Zora came. So it forced me to go experience new things in my own town. So you never go visit that silly museum, or you never go to that art gallery necessarily in your town. And so you've got a student come visit you, and you know, you've got to make sure that they have a good experience. And so it's great to make that happen. So going to Vancouver, going to Victoria, going to this year we took our students even a little bit further because COVID was not an issue. So it's a great way to stay active.
Yes, so you had other students over as well. So what do you think, did you ever have very challenging moments when you were hosting a student?
Well, sometimes it's a bit hard to tell when a student is, you know, maybe feeling more homesickness than what is normal. And so keeping an eye out for that. You know, everyone is so darn polite, particularly, all the students we've had are so darn polite that occasionally I wouldn't know if they're not having a nice time. So taking them aside to say, is everything good? Are you getting the food you want? But I would say we had no bad experiences. You know, occasionally, as in all families, if you've taken someone in, you can get frustrated with their mannerisms or behaviors, but I'm sure it's the same way with the fake parents, as we call, Falschvater, as we joked.
But did you ever experience this, for example, any cultural differences, for example, regarding communication, that, for example, Germans would be more direct than Canadians, and then you were maybe shocked in the first moment when they talked to you or something like that?
Well, I guess having experience with Germans, not really, but I did witness it, certainly. And our house was a bit of a hub for the kids. So people would have parties at our place. And so we got to meet lots of kids. And certainly we saw some louder, forceful personalities. In fact, we've recently visited one. But so Germans certainly do say what they're thinking, maybe a little bit more, but you know, again, I think, you know, people are polite, and that's who's traveling. But of course, listening to this podcast, I heard that the Germans might have felt some of that. So I will warn the German people that are listening, Canadians at Christmas time don't necessarily sing together, so apologies in advance for that. Don't expect that. And then, of course, you know, with Sora, and the reason I asked to be on the podcast is that I listened to her New Year's and Christmas special, and, you know, it was COVID, and so we didn't do a lot. And in fact, the rules in Canada at that time were relatively good, but they were built to ensure that kids could go to school, so we weren't focused on parties or being able to have people over. And so we had a pretty boring New Year's. Not always like that, to be clear. Sorry, Sora, but that's true. But what it got me thinking is that if you have a good relationship with your host family, it's really important, I think, to tell them, or at least ask them to question, you know, here's what we do on this date. What do you think? And maybe they can do that, maybe they can't. But communication is really important, because, you know, you're away from your home. This is your experience of your life. And you are paying a lot for the privilege to do it. So you should get the best experience you can out of it.
Earlier today, you told me that whenever you meet, for example, friends, that you tell them, oh, you should also host students. Why do you always recommend that?
Well, like I said, it does make me go out. Yeah. And you're meeting people that are, you know, not all of them, I guess, but almost all of them are open-minded and looking for a newer experience. Otherwise, why would you be in a foreign country? And so that's just such a great... You get to see the world in a slightly different way. And then I will have to say honestly as well that... we've had such great students and made such deep connections that, you know, here I am in a car in Germany driving back to a house where I have been welcomed, and Chloe was welcomed, and our son was welcomed with open arms. And, you know, we're being treated like, you know, like members of their family. And so what a great way to see another country. Now, to be clear, that's not a guarantee. You know, that not every family is... maybe that open, but tonight we're actually flying to Turkey to visit yet another student, and then we'll have the opportunity to stay with even one more. So, you know, we hope we gave them a good experience, because certainly they're giving us good experiences back.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so free hotel.
Free hotel. So you certainly know a lot about German history, and everybody I think that knows that is wondering why, what's your relationship with Germany, and how come you know that much about the history and everything?
Well, also, in Schule, my Hauptfach war Politikwissenschaft, und mein Nachfach, my Nebenfach war Geschichte. Und ich, Deutschland ist in der Mitteleuropa, und von der Heilige Römische Reich nach die Zweiten Reich, nach die leider Dritten Reich. Es ist wichtig zu die Geschichte des Europa. And so there's not a single part of this country that hasn't kind of impacted, you know, European history, certainly, but also has its impact on world history. So I like, I particularly like the Holy Roman Empire, because it's, I view it a little like an early Canada. So where, you don't have a central power that gets to make all the decisions like in France or in England. So it's neat that you have a people that connect themselves to a political unit that doesn't actually get to control them. So I find that really interesting.
But it's actually not that common in, or is it common in Canada to be that aware about, for example, German, but also European history? Because at least about America, I heard that it's not that common to know that much about Europe in general.
Well, I'm not sure it's even that common to know that much about German history here. But certainly, I think in Canada, we do get a certain amount of World War I and World War II. There's no doubt about that. So beyond that, though, it is not common. More common than America, though, for sure, because they're much more focused on their own history.
Now that you have been here so many times, what do you like about Germany, but also other things that you dislike? And for example, if you could take over some Canadian typical things to Germany that would make Germany better, what would these things be?
Ich mag die Brezen und die Nachtleben. I like the commitment to Kunst. The people are immer so freundlich. I particularly like Bayern on the Trachten and parties. Berlin is good too.
Thank you.
What would I change? It sounds like it's changing a little bit, but one thing that I've heard is that the school system here could be perhaps a little bit more flexible. So rather than at a young age kind of determining your future, in Canada, you stay together longer before you go and specialize in something. And I think that's, you know, it's got its goods and its bads. I saw a lot more jaywalkers in Berlin than I saw in Munich, but certainly in Canada we have lots of rules like Germany, but I'm not sure we follow them quite as much. But it's a marvelous country. I don't see big differences, frankly, between Canada and Germany, except for some of the good things about Germany, like the öffentliche Verkehr. Is that correct? The transportation system is so good here. So, yeah, don't go changing too much, Germany, just because I suggested it.
And actually, I don't really understand the part about schools, because, of course, we specialize in a music school, but, I mean, you can still just stay kind of basic till you are 18 or 19 years old, right?
Like Gymnasium und Hochschule. Oh, yeah.
Levels, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there, you would say it's not, we could change in that point that we shouldn't have different levels already in an early age, because it's not okay to already put people in different boxes kind of quality or levels. Yeah.
There's good things about it as well, but certainly if you're a late bloomer, as we would say, I feel like your life has more limited options if that's the case.
So as we mentioned, my whole sister Chloe is in the car as well. And Chloe, what's it like for you to have new kind of fake sisters come into your home and just
every year
and invading your home? What's the experience like? What do you like about it? What do you... Especially, might you dislike about it?
I remember that my host parents that I had, who didn't really have a good relationship to me, always or sometimes told me that we have to be aware that we are strangers invading their house and that we should be kind to our host siblings. So yeah, I don't know.
It's not like that in our house. I'm a host sister, it's a like sister thing. Like, I'll help them if, like, first few days of school, I show them around at the school that we went to. I didn't feel as if you were invading. It just felt like as if it was a fun guest or like, yeah, I just, it wasn't, no, I definitely didn't feel like a stranger. It just felt like a, yeah, it was just a sister thing.
Well, and who did you go to prom with this year?
Yes, and I did go to prom with my host sister. We were, her date kind of abandoned her, so we were each other's dates.
Aww, that's great. Yesterday when I met you both, I was calling you American, and I fastly realized that it was a mistake. Why?
So I imagine if you meet an Austrian and you call them a German, they quickly correct you. And I imagine if you meet a New Zealander and you call them an Australian, they quickly correct you. So America and Canada are very similar to that. So we have, obviously, we sound the same. You know, we have a little bit more individualism than perhaps Europe does, and all the challenges that go with that. But you know, we don't have the gun culture. We don't have the, we don't have some of the negatives that you see in American culture. And you know, maybe sadly, Canadians probably find meaning in not being Americans. Like Americans don't even think about Canadians, but Canadians, you know, the good things about Canada are often some of the differences between America and Canada. So I quite like America and Americans, to be clear, but I would never call myself an American.
Could you point out some of the differences and also things that you like and dislike about America?
Well, we don't do the gun thing, so there's nothing like that. We don't have a debate about abortion. We were the first country where gay marriage was legal, I think, maybe in the world or certainly in up front. So we're very socially liberal in Canada. So that's a bit. Some parts of America, of course, are, but that's one thing. You know, our healthcare system, which is not, frankly, working very well right now, but everyone has access to it. So the difference between the rich and the poor in Canada is not so stark as in America. So I think that that's important. That commitment to the individual above everything else is not present. Now, America, I mean, my gosh, what a... The movies, jazz, you know... Travel. Half the things that we do on a day-to-day basis were invented there, keep getting invented there. We're talking on a phone, it'll be posted on the internet. All these things that kind of American risk-taking has helped create, and I have to respect that.
Do you think you could describe the personality of Canadian people in three words or a few words, just so maybe people know what to expect?
You can think about that. I mean, it's a mean
question because you never should generalize people, but
yeah,
of course, just as a joke question.
Yeah, so maple syrup, mousse, and toques. You know what toque is? The huta. I would say friendly, certainly. I think that's pretty true of most Canadians. But I think we noted the difference. I don't know the word I would use in English, though, but just that that it can be a bit superficial in the sense that we won't be honest if we don't want to do something, I think, sometimes. So I don't know. I don't know what that word is. And then let's go with hockey as the third.
I mean, you do have the biggest hockey. What's the word? Hockey stick in the world.
Hockey stick in the world.
I mean, yesterday you told me the example that friends would ask Zora. Zora would ask Canadian friends if they want to meet up, and they said yes, but they didn't.
Yes, but I do approve of
the example of the.
I do approve of the Canadians being very friendly, very, very open-minded. I mean, as soon as I came into Canada and at school, it was really easy actually to make friends. I mean, you had to go talk to them, but
then they were really friendly and open-minded and they wanted to get to know you. So I think, yeah, Canadians are just really, really friendly. And I did really feel the difference as soon as I came back to the German airport, because people were just not having a good time at work. And in Canada, they at least make you feel like they want to be there somehow. So it's, yeah, it is a big difference.
When I think of Canada, I also think of the fact that there are two different language parts. So there's also the French part. Do you have any, I don't know, do you sometimes come across with this part of Canada as well? Or I don't know, are there any things?
At least in Victoria, when we ever sang the national anthem, we would sing it first in English and then in French. That's where we would usually come. But it's not very common, like in Nanaimo. I noticed that we don't sing it in French there, which is quite strange to me.
So when you think about it, our part of Canada is as far away from the capital. So unser Land ist so weit weg von der Hauptstadt von Kanada, dass es ist vielleicht 3,000 Kilometer. So the Canada, like, there's multiple Canadas. So there's the French Canada, but then there's the Central Canada, the prairies, which are a little bit more conservative, but also friendly. The Maritimes, I told you, have a little bit more of a kind of Ireland feel. And BC, we're the hippies. We're the laid back, the granola eaters, as people would say. But so BC is quite different. Well, perhaps a Canadian saying that, so maybe foreigners wouldn't quite get the difference. But we are so big that the differences, you know, you can't help but have big differences across that many thousands of kilometers.
So, Mark, what do you think about German gas stations?
Mein Gott. Und Deutscherin auch, ja? So, in Canada, here's something funny. In Canada, we don't trust each other enough to pump our gas and then pay. So we have to pay first. And so I got tricked by the maids in the car that they didn't warn me that I had to pump my gas before paying. So,
but that was the second time you made that mistake.
I guess so.
You did that again first in Hamburg. Yes, you did.
Oh, look at that. Never learned. So, but I had a nice conversation with the Tankstellar man, so that was also good.
Okay, very good. So we are reaching the end of our little episode, but we wanted to ask you if you have anything else that you want to share about Canada, about yourself, your hosting experience maybe, or, I don't know, your experience in Germany.
Well, I would say on the hosting side, my experience, at least in the Canadian system, the school districts spend a lot of energy and effort to try to make sure that kids are having good experiences. So don't forget that, all you thousands and thousands of Austauschstudenten that are listening. So, but make sure that you you do pipe up and have the conversations. And one of the things that I've always done, and no one's ever done it, is encourage kids to kind of do their research before they come on the things they want to see. So one day that'll happen, but Jugendliches, I don't think, do that so much. Oh, well, Muriel does it. With respect to Germany, what a marvelous, marvelous place. And every time I've ever come here, is the people are just wanting to show off their home, I think, which is common, you know, no matter where you are. But, you know, sometimes Germans get the reputation of being, you know, closed, serious, but not in my experience. And now I've been to the best Stadt und die zweiten Stadt, München und Berlin, and you can decide which one is which. What a marvelous place. So, and nice job to you two talking about your experiences. I hope people actually listen to it.
Of course. Thank you so much for your time And it was really nice to hear about your experiences. It's really interesting and also really nice to hear such a positive side of hosting.
Yes, and I think it can be very helpful for students as well as maybe future host families or something.
Yeah, really inspiring.
Yeah, so thanks for sharing that with us, Mark and Chloe. And yes.
Share your Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes, if you are interested in seeing the many adventures of our household and our students, we've put it on Instagram, so you know families back home can see, and you know our former students can look and just be jealous. We went to Disneyland this year. It's adventures.in.vanisle, VanIsle. So there you go.
It's a good account. It's a good account. You should definitely have a look.
So yeah, have a great rest of your...
Great rest. What?
Shit.
Have a great time left
we
in Europe.
We are going to get a Berliner to wear a dirndl in about a week. So it'll be a great victory for the Canadian people.
I actually doubt that. But if you follow the Instagram, you might see the result.
I also remember really fun Bavarian parties in Canada at your house.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So,
but I talked about that in another episode, I think. So just check out. Okay, thanks for listening and we hope you had fun.
And we hope we're going to be back soon. Maybe not in a year, but let's see.
Well, maybe separately. We'll see. But yes.
Bye-bye.